Because we have to be a football team that can plan all different type of elements, whether it's rain, snow, mud, whatever it is. And sometimes when a little adversity happens, you know, guys got to refine themselves a little bit. What I'm anticipating is our guys will come out tomorrow chomping at the bit, but we got a long way to go. But again, I'm excited about the group, and I think they'll work their tails off.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Dog Pound Report. We are ready to roll on day number 3 of training camp out here in Berea. Of course, Nathan Zagura is here, and the mad scribble, Andrew Gribble, is here as well. Boy, I'll tell you what, we've had a little bit of rain over the first 2 days, but some of the storylines are starting to shake out. Your initial thoughts on camp?
First of all, the pads are coming on today, so I'm fired up about that. But I can't wait for the fans to have the opportunity to actually get to watch a practice. So weather, please cooperate, because when they see the first-round pick, Corey Coleman, they're gonna fall in love in a hurry. He has been dominant. I can't wait to see what it is with the pads on. But in terms of wide receivers' ability to gain separation, he is torching everybody. And then when they cover him, he's making tough catches. You'll see that he plays bigger than his written size. This guy is exciting. I've talked to the quarterbacks about him. They're giddy about the prospect of making this happen in the season. But Corey Coleman, to me, by far and away, has been the one clear standout of this camp.
Gribbs, just your big picture on what's going on.
Well, I think the fact that the practices haven't been open to the public these first 2 days has only added to the excitement about this padded practice that we've been talking about for months. But even with the adverse situations, the conditions, I think the team has handled it well. Even yesterday they were indoors, real cramped quarters, but there was a lot of energy, a lot of excitement during 11-on-11s. I think they set the tone early here on Friday. Within 20 minutes of us being on the practice field, they were doing 11-on-11s with a really fast-paced tempo. I think that's the one thing that's going to stand out. Maybe not the hitting, the pads, just the pace at which you're moving. I talked to Demario Davis yesterday, and he said that just really stands out, and that of all things you want to question about this team, conditioning is not going to be one of them.
Yeah, not only that, not only the pace of it, the length of these practices. There are no getting cut short practices. I think yesterday they were out there for the full allotment of the 2.5 hours, and he is putting them to work. And I can tell you from talking to some of the veterans, Josh McCown, Paul Kruger, guys who are not supposed to like training camp, this isn't supposed to be fun. They said, I've never had more fun playing football than I am right now for Hugh Jackson.
Well, that's interesting. Speaking of Hugh, he puts a recap on the first 3 days of camp.
You know, it's disappointing that we can't get out on the grass in front of our fans. You know, I really feel bad. But I think it's very important also that we always take our fans into account, especially when there's a chance for as much rain as was predicted and the thunder and the lightning. I think our organization is about making sure that everybody's safe. I thought it was a spirited practice of our football team. I thought it was a really good one. I thought as a group, as a team, I think our focus was good. Again, we're just trying to stack good days on top of days. You know, it's day 2. And I think the guys are responding. It's good for me to stand on the other side and watch our defense come after our offense like they did today and watch our offense battle like they did today. And so I think that's is the making of a good football team. I think that's how you build it. And tomorrow will be fun, too. It'll be the first day in pads. And we'll have an opportunity to finally go out and hit each other a little bit and compete. So looking forward to that.
And I think, as you said, fans are also looking forward to seeing the pads come out. When we talk about Hugh Jackson and the tone that he set through the first, you know, 2 days of practice, what's the tone for you? I'll go back to something you said for me. It is that pace, man. They are moving and everything's shaking.
I think what Hugh Jackson has is the unique ability to let them know when he's not happy, but still build them up and still relate to them and not become a guy that they start to tune out. So he demands excellence. When a formation's not right, he is all over them to get it right. They'll run the play again. So it's the pace, it's the level of coaching, the hands-on nature of it with every single position, especially on that offensive side for Hugh Jackson, but his ability to, when he's being critical, still make them feel good about themselves after.
Yeah, there's been a couple moments in these first 2 practices where there's a ton of chatter on the field, a lot of guys yelling back and forth, a lot of excitement, but then all of a sudden it gets pretty quiet because that's the moment you see Hugh Jackson going up to a player who maybe made a mistake. He's one-on-one with them, kind of just talking. Everyone's kind of watching them interact. I think those players really respect that and appreciate that. And it's good to see the coach be really involved with really every asset of this team.
I want to talk about the biggest storyline. That's got to be Emmanuel Ogba. Your thoughts on the move and what they're doing with him and how much impact he can have on this team.
Oh, I think it was a move you kind of had to make because this is a position he's comfortable with a little bit because he played 4-3 defensive end. Clearly, it's going to be a big transition to 3-4. But the thing Joe Thomas said yesterday, 4-3 defensive end in college is still way different from 4-3 defensive end in the NFL, so he was going to have to make a transition regardless. I think the chain reaction to this is what is going to be interesting to watch. If you don't have Ogba in that outside linebacker group, maybe that opens up a roster spot for a guy like on the edge, like Barkevious Mingo, Cam Johnson, guys like that. So there is a ripple effect here and the competition on the defensive line as well.
So I talked to a couple people in the personnel department here and then also around the National Football League who think this may be a blessing in disguise for the Browns. That Ogba could be a great outside linebacker, but he could become one of the most dominant five techniques in the NFL, getting his hand in the ground, and that's what I'm excited about. Saying they're going to get their best players on the field, I think ultimately we'll look back at this as a good thing for the Cleveland Browns.
All right, and he is standing by as he's walking over the set, too, and I think that's one of the beauties of being out here training camp and just being able to say, hey, come on, guys, pop up on the set and how much fun is it? And, you know, that I mean, it's really been loose, and I know the fans haven't had a chance to really dive into it because of the rain, but it's a fun camp.
It is a fun camp because it's part of the infectious energy that Hugh Jackson brings to the table, and you have also a very youthful group of guys. You have a nice mix of the rookies with the veterans. So it has come together, and I really can't wait for the fans to see it because I've been saying that all offseason. I want to see you guys come out here and see the way Hugh Jackson runs things, and hopefully today the weather will hold up and they'll get that chance.
It's not going to work. Regardless, even if it's raining or not, it's going to be hot, which something we didn't even see at all last year. This is really testing the guys early.
All right, Matt Wilhelm was also in the trainer's room. We're going to bring him out here a little bit later in the show. He's got to get all the cramps out from the first couple days. Emmanuel Ogba is going to join us next on Dog Pound Report, live from Berea, right after this. All right, here we go. Dog Pound Report rolls on from Berea. We are having all kinds of fun. Emmanuel Ogba joins us now, and I got to welcome you to the set, welcome you to the city of Cleveland, and your thoughts on just being here and going through your first training camp.
Oh, man, it's been amazing so far. I love the fans, you know, even though we haven't had a chance to experience the fan because of the weather, but, you know, it's pretty great to be here. We've got one of the best fans in the world, so that's how I know.
Emmanuel, one of the big stories, obviously, in the offseason, the injury to Desmond Bryan, and now you're getting an opportunity to play that five technique as opposed, you'll be at the outside linebacker as well, but what's it been like to get your hand back in the ground, and how comfortable are you there at that 3-4 end?
It feels good. You know, I'm very comfortable at it. That's what I played in college. Well, I was a 4-3 defensive end, but we also had a cub front, which I played inside, too, so, I mean, it feels good to have my hand in the dirt and just get after the quarterback like I usually do, so.
This is a big day for the defense and really the team as a whole getting into full pads practice. What is that going to mean for you and how much are you looking forward to that?
It means a lot because some moves I work, I have to actually engage with the offensive lineman. You know, having pads, I'll be able to engage now instead of just using straight hands to get past them.
At that five technique, you're going to be lined up in practice opposite Joe Thomas, sometimes Joel Bitonio, two very good players. What's it like for you in terms of your development to get to go against a guy like Joe Thomas who's probably seen everything that you haven't even thought of yet in terms of moves on the way to the quarterback?
It's good. It's good for me as a pass rusher. You know, I'm a young guy, you know, learning. If I go against the best, that's the only way you could be the best. You know, Joe's one of the best in the game. And, you know, going against a guy like that is actually good for me and also teach me a lot of stuff that I don't know.
Can you talk about the transition between college and the pros and, you know, what it's like to, I mean, think about it. Your whole life you've sat there on Sunday and watched the big boys play. Now you're one of the big boys.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It's still unreal, you know. I don't think it hasn't really hit me yet. But, you know, I'm out here, like, doing the thing I love to do. So, you know, it's just a blessing for me, and I'm just happy to be here. So.
Now, this is one of the youngest teams in the NFL. You're part of a massive rookie class. Mm-hmm. What's it been like for your large group of rookies kind of assimilating with a lot of veterans on this team like a Joe Thomas, if you guys like that?
Yeah, I feel like us as the rookies, we were drafted for a reason. We were drafted to come here and change the program. You know, that's what we're aiming for. That's our goal right now, just to help the team win games. So.
What's it been like with Hugh Jackson? Because we've heard so much about his energy, and you got to see it at the OTAs, but it seems to me it's going to another level here in training camp. What's it been like playing for him?
Oh, it's been awesome. Coach Jackson's a great coach. You know, he loves his players. He takes care of his players. And, you know, he's just a big part of us. You know, he goes hard. He just works hard for his players. You know, he looks out for his players. So that's good as a player. You know, we love that to him.
I do want to ask you about this, though, because you're looking big right now, look very strong, and the conditioning test.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's a sprinter. You know, you're about your 4.6, 5.40, 20 yards for you. It was like three strides.
Yes, sir.
It was pretty good, right? You're
yes,
all right, if this is conditioning, I'm fine. You're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. You know, the whole OTA, I've been playing at 280, so that's why I practice when I during the spring and off season at 280, so I'm good to go. So.
Yes, sir.
Can you just touch on the defensive line and how it's going to have to grow together, especially when you lose a major player and then you're asked to kind of move up?
Yeah, Dez going down, you know, it hurts our team because he's one of the best players on the defense. And, you know, guys have to step up. And so Coach Horn came to me and told me he might be playing some DN now because Dez went hurt, you know. I just have to step up. I'm still a rookie, but, you know, I have a big role to play now, and I have to show out and do my very best to help this team out. So.
What was your reaction when you had that conversation? That's a tall task to ask a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sad. I mean, I was happy I get to just have my hand in the dirt and just rush after the quarterback instead of, like, worry about dropping again. But yeah, I'm just open to do whatever the coaches ask me to do. So.
And was that something that any of the NFL teams have looked at you during the process? Did anyone else peg you as a 3-4 end, or is this something that kind of came as a surprise to them?
It kind of came as a surprise, but, you know, a lot of teams say I could do a lot of things. You know, I could play all over the D-line, and also I could play outside linebacker, so I'll just prepare for whatever they ask me to do.
So today when you go out in the pads, do you feel like this is your first opportunity to make a real statement to the coaches and your teammates about the kind of physicality you can bring?
Oh, yes, for sure. This is a perfect time. You know, when pads come on, it's go time.
What will be your talent at the Rookie Talent Show?
I haven't thought that far yet. I haven't thought about that yet. I don't know.
Did you have to do anything like that as a freshman in college?
No, we didn't have that as a freshman, but I'll think of something good, though.
Tell us one of your talents outside. What's something you like to do outside?
I like movies. I like, you know, reading books sometimes. Going out with friends, you know, playing video games, you know, just simple stuff like that.
What's your video game of choice?
Either Call of Duty or Madden.
Okay, no FIFA?
Oh, I do play FIFA. I just started playing FIFA, actually.
You know, one of the new coaches of the Browns considers himself to be the best FIFA player in the world, Mr. Chad Johnson.
We're going to have to see about that.
I think we have a new segment we'll be doing on our show. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thank
Good luck
you.
At training
man.
Camp.
Excited and, to see you out there today.
We've got more. Matt Wilhelm comes out of the ice bucket and comes back out here to give us all the information.
Hey, the club in the tub.
Thank you very much. We'll be back right here on Dog Pound Report, live from Berea, right after this.
Bye.
We had some crazy weather yesterday for the first day, but we got out there and we got to finish out on the field. And it was fun. There's some good battles. You know, there's always stuff we have to get better with, but for the first day of training camp, it was a real success.
Joel Bentonio in the Witness Protection Program joining us right here on the Dog Pound Report. We bring Matt Wilhelm in for us. And, Matt, you okay? I was worried about you. We didn't have you for the first two segments. No cramping, no nothing.
I'm good.
Your hammy's good?
I'm good. It felt odd to not open the show, but I handed it off to Andrew Gribble. He did well. You got Emmanuel Ogba, and I am ready, and I'm excited for them to finally put these pads on.
Now you're the closer. Let's go.
I am.
That's true. I like your leadership here, that you were able to kind of guide Gribble a little bit.
I'll pass the baton.
You heard Emmanuel Ogba when he was up on stage here. Your thoughts on him and the position change?
He wasn't initially the guy that I thought that might set in on that five technique position for this defensive line. I thought Xavier Cooper might be that guy. But I think as you look at the physical specimen that is Emmanuel Ogba, the speed, the explosiveness, the experience that he has with his hand on the ground, you could even hear him just talking about. It was a surprise to me, but a welcome surprise because it's a very comfortable position for him, and I think where we might get some good production.
Right. It's like, sorry, not sorry. Right. You know, I'm excited to get my hand in the ground and be going this way to the quarterback and not worry about dropping. I think it could, obviously you never want to lose a guy like Dez Bryant, but I think this is a position where Emmanuel Ogba could end up being a dominant difference maker, and just getting him started there now, I think is good, because you can see, he's not small.
He's not
a small man. He's not going to get pushed around.
And I think what it does, it allows him to shrink the playbook as a rookie and be more impactful sooner than as if he was playing or rotating an outside linebacker.
All right, that's your analysis on it. Here's what Hugh Jackson had to say about Emmanuel Ogba.
We're going to try a little bit of everything. You know, we're going to put our best players out there on defense, you know, so obviously we're going to try him there. We're going to put him back at outside linebacker. We're just trying to find a lot of different combinations now that Dez is going to be down, to see if we can put our best guys out there. And if he gives us something there, then it's going to help our football team. So we're going to try anything and everything that we can to give guys opportunities to showcase their abilities and talents.
All right, so what does this mean for the defensive line? And we talked to him a little bit about it, but what the pressure you're putting on a rookie to try to fill a little gap, and how does the defensive line shape out, especially knowing that we had talked before that you thought that was one of the strongest places on this team?
Yeah, it was. And I think what you're going to see happen now is that the five technique, you're going to have Ogba. I think you're going to get some Xavier Cooper there as well, and Carl Nassib,
yes,
who they're going to continue to bring along. In the middle, you still got Danny Shelton, Jamie Meter, Niall Lawrence-Stample. They're going to be competing there for that backup spot behind Shelton. And then at the three technique, you've got John Hughes. I think you're still going to have some Xavier Cooper. And then Hayden, who they brought in from the Cowboys, that he's brought to play three technique.
Yes.
He's only been at the three technique in practice so far. So that's kind of the way the line's shaping out.
Absolutely. And when you look at Ogbah again at that five technique, you lose a little bit of the physicality because Dez Bryant, 6'6", 310. You get Ogbah, what did you reference himself as 280.
Yeah.
He might get to 285 by the time the season starts. So he's going to give up a little bit of weight, but you add the athleticism and the explosion that you loved about Dez Bryant. So rotating bodies like Nassib, if you can gain that experience, and Xavier Cooper on run situations. It's going to be a steady rotation there at five technique, but I think Ray Horton will get it. We'll figure it out.
Let me ask you a question. When he's at the five technique, that's the position in relation to where he's lined up, right?
Correct.
They have the liberty, if they want, though, to throw him on the outside shoulder at the tackle
yes.
at times if
Move
they want
the
to put him
around.
in a position that he's more comfortable.
Yeah, and when we mention five technique, it's just simply base defense 3-4 as you look at it structurally. But he can line up head up on that tackle. He can line up on an outside shade. And be in a game with an outside linebacker, maybe Orchard or Kruger on the outside, it becomes a real strong, dominant pass rushing side.
All right, hopefully this time next week after we return from Columbus, we'll have all the clarity we need on the quarterback situation going into the first preseason game against Green Bay. Here's RG3 on the way the first 2 days have shaken out.
Yeah, and I think we, as a group, it's a great quarterback group. The room is awesome to be able to go in with those guys and study, learn the game, see how different guys see the game. And I think all of us take a little bit from each other. You know, it's just a fun environment to be around. So I appreciate those guys. You know, Josh, Cody, and Austin. You know, they've made the entire process fun. And all of us know that when we step out on the field, we're competing. But there's no reason for us to be competing with our notes closed or with a cold shoulder. All of us are out there together, trying to get better and win.
Matt, can you take me through the process of playing for one team in the NFL and then playing for another? How long does it take to get adjusted? And I think it'd be a little bit more pressure-filled when you're a quarterback.
Yeah, I think by this time, RG3 should be very comfortable. You know, comfortable with his teammates, enough to be open with them both about professional, on-the-field stuff, and also even personal stuff. He's probably made some friends, you know, invited guys over to his house. He's been a few places throughout Northeast Ohio and visited other friends' house. He knows the freeways, knows the coaches. All those things have been taken care of throughout the offseason. And now that's why training camp is so special, because they can get down to business and focus on their craft, be out there every day with Pep Hamilton, Josh McCown. And I think for RG3, knowing that Josh McCown's behind him, not saying he's going to have a quick cook, but he has to be on his game to continue to be the starter in the eyes of Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown.
Listen, RG3 is going to be the starter when you go to Green Bay, barring an injury, and I think that's the right move because this is an organization that's trying to find that franchise quarterback. I love Josh McCown, one of my favorite players that I've ever had the opportunity to get to know while with the Cleveland Browns. If you had 53 guys wired like Josh McCown, you'd have a great team. There's no question, but he is where he is in age. RG3 is where he is. And I think that he's showing progress every day. Yesterday was a better day for RG3 than the first day of camp. Today will hopefully be even better for him. But I think it's Robert Griffin III's job to lose. And I think it's going to be soon that he'll be named the starter. And I think Josh McCown, the consummate pro that he is going to be fine with that and do everything he can to help RG3 be ready for game one at Philadelphia.
All right, we got a great piece of news on Thursday when Joe Hayden passed the conditioning test. And I think that was important for Joe. I think it was important for the locker room and everybody in the Browns organization. Here's what he had to say about trying to get back into the groove.
I'm working hard, man. I just can't wait to get back out there. You know, it's really a what have you done for me lately league. And you kind of see that when it was a very bad season for me last year. You know, I had high expectations and I definitely didn't live up to them. So, you know, I'm just ready to get back out there and prove that I'm still one of the best corners in the league.
Well, I'm looking forward to him proving that he's one of the best corners in the league. What does it mean to this team and to Joe to be back out?
I think he's got a lot to prove, and I think he's not happy with the way his season turned out last year, and I think he's got a chip on his shoulder, and I think that's good. We talked on Cleveland Browns Daily about when you look at this team, there are four guys on this team that have really reached superstar status in the NFL. Joe Hayden, Josh Gordon, RG3, and Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is what Joe Thomas is. He doesn't have anything to prove. The other three all have a lot
yes.
to prove coming this camp. And I think Joe Hayden is kind of that spiritual leader, and he wants to come out and show that he's back to being elite.
Well, he definitely is. You know, he wants to be in Cleveland. He loves being in Cleveland. The Dog Pound loves him. And now he wants to live up to the compensation. And adding Joe Hayden out there on the football field and starting and playing the way we know Joe Hayden can, the same way I said that playbook shrinks maybe with Emmanuel Ogbah at that five technique position, learning as a rookie, that playbook expands when you have a guy like Joe Hayden out on one side erasing one of your number one receivers.
Do we kind of feel like Joe's just kind of being a veteran a little bit during camp, so we're ready for him to play during the regular season, as far as injuries concerned.
I think he's going to be smart with it, and the team's going to be smart with him because he is so important. But at the same time, he missed a lot of time in camp last year, and it affected his performance. So I think he wants to be ready to go week one and get these reps and show the guys, look, this is a different era here. I'm going to come out, get ready, and go. And I think we'll see Joe Hayden sooner rather than later.
I agree. He's got a lot to prove, and I think you heard it in that clip. You know, he's not happy, not only because it was injury plagued, but when he was healthy, he wasn't playing well either. There's something about, okay, I'm making a bunch of money, but I also want to have my name mentioned amongst the best. And I think Joe's hungry for that.
Yeah, and he kind of said that right there. All right, we'll come back. We've got more from Berea as Dog Pound Report rolls on live from Browns training camp. Well, another great week here at Browns camp coming up next week in Columbus on Saturday. And then before you know it, it'll be Green Bay for the first preseason game of the year. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura, both joining us throughout the show and throughout the entire season as we get into Browns countdown and get ready for everything you ever needed to know about the Browns. First, want to thank everybody that was participated in the blood drive yesterday. Outstanding job by you, Dog Pound, and all those Browns fans out there. Final thoughts.
All right, first of all, I can't wait to see these guys get in pads and see some real football. The second thing, Corey Coleman does not look like a rookie. He looks like a veteran. A veteran, Matt Wilhelm. And the third thing is, in the one-on-ones, for the first time since I've been around the Browns, the wide receivers are dominating. And that's a new thing for Browns fans. And I'm excited to see if when the pads come on and the physicality comes out, that still continues.
You know what made me happy? Yesterday, my daughter had the opportunity to be a junior reporter that'll air sometime throughout the season.
Yeah.
But it allowed me, like it was today, to get out and watch the morning walkthrough. And the one thing that made me smile was, these guys are getting coached so hard. It's the voice of the coaches, the reiteration, you know, of the skills and fundamentals that they're asking for from these guys. I love that. It made me happy, and it felt like football. Now they're going to do it with pads on.
Yes.
I think the one thing that I learned, especially on the first day of camp, is don't count anybody out. Taylor Gabriel had a couple of nice grabs in that first practice. And, you know, people are saying, well, who's going to be in, who's going to be out? You just never know. You never know.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll see you next Sunday live from Berea. Dog Pound Report at training camp rolls on Channel 5. See you next week.